under the lights, John Givens. Delighted to be here. Before Liverpool start our Champions League campaign at home, anyway, our first game at Anfield of the season, it's all very exciting. And to talk about that and to look forward to the game and the opposition, if anyone knows much about them, I'm joined by Paul Philbin, by Dan Austin, by Lizzie Doyle, and by Craig Hannon. And Dan, it's a big game, really. I wouldn't say they necessarily have to win, but they could really do with it.
Yeah, it'll be an awful lot harder if they don't. They've demonstrated already that they're a really good football team. It's very rare that someone would score six goals in an opening match day in a group stage, even if it's a side like Genk, who would be widely expected to finish bottom anyway. If you sort of do the thing that we all start doing as soon as the draw happens and tot up where you're going to get your points from and how you're going to navigate your way through the group, I think we've all sort of relied on this one as three, and it'll probably be quite a bit harder than what we maybe expected when the draw was made. But if Liverpool are to make it through the group, they absolutely have to get 6 points, I would think, at home and away to Salzburg and home and away to Genk, and then go from there in the ones against Napoli. I said that before. We went and lost there, that game in essence didn't really matter as a standalone. The thing it does though is make these four other ones that a little bit more important. Salzburg are really good, but if Liverpool play to anything like their ability, and certainly I would expect them to do so after struggling in what is probably the most difficult away ground that you can go to these days in Europe, if you add together atmosphere, opposition supporters, and also the quality of the squad and manager, then Liverpool should write that wrong right away, I think, and I would certainly hope that this is the first win of the group.
Yeah, they turned a few heads in that game, didn't they, Phil? You know, we were obviously watching the Napoli game, but like, these goals kept coming through and kept coming through. And, you know, it certainly made you think about kind of not underestimating them coming to Anfield.
No, definitely. And when the draw was made, I think everyone was like, as Dan just said, 3 points banker. But I was in the ground in Naples and just coming through the scoreline. He's like, oh, just score 4, 5, 6. Like, you start thinking that it won't be as easy as what people were expecting. But on the other hand, Liverpool's first home Champions League game as European champions, it's been ages since we've been to Anfield. Like, that Newcastle game feels like a long time ago, so everyone should be up for it.